Welcome to Bear Attack. I'm Panda Bear. I'm Sam Osens. I'm joined by my regular co-hosts, Mr. the Blitz Bear, Nathaniel Patton, and the polar bear, Sam Montano, not to be confused with me. And today, as you know, we are drifting towards more of having guests on. We are interviewing our first repeat guest that is not a like close friend of ours, but a band that we've interviewed before. It's the first time ever we've had a repeat band. Jane in the Jungle is back. But they are here three times, threefold. We had two last time. Now there's three of them. We got Jordan.
I don't know. I feel pretty close to you guys.
The whole band.
Geographically. Yeah.
Jordan, Brian, and Big B. They're all here.
Woo! Thank you for having us.
Big B has come out of hiding. We are going to make him try and laugh as hard as we possibly can.
We're going to make him answer all the questions today.
Yes.
Well, I guess... That'll teach us.
Yeah, ask away.
And anybody that knows our podcast knows we don't ask the boring basic bitch questions. Oh, by the way, we're not censored anymore. So if anybody wants to swear, feel free to do so.
I didn't know you were censored in the first place. I'm pretty sure last time I swore up the storm.
So. I had to edit all that out, dude. There was so much duck quacking going on. It was funny.
Was there?
Yeah, there was.
Brian's such a well-spoken professional man. Big B, is it like weird if I tell you that I have like a huge man crush on you?
No, not weird at all.
I've never heard you speak or anything, so this is like literally my first, like, aside from seeing you looking super badass on Instagram or band photos, it's like, oh, this is Big B's like a real man. He's not just this effigy of...
Not a hologram. He's not a hologram. Yeah.
So, dude, I guess, like, I don't know if this is like a stupid question, but first and foremost, I want to ask you, like, you've got so many like badass tattoos. What's the is that like Frankenstein on your hand there?
It's Herman Munster from the Munsters.
Yes, dude, I watched so much of the Munsters when I was a kid.
Big B is old enough that he actually grew up with Arrow doing the original.
He was there at the casting call.
Yeah. Actually, Herman Munster.
I could totally cast Big B in a movie as Frankenstein. That'd be hilarious.
Bearded Frankenstein. Tough Daddy Frankenstein.
Dude, there'd be a market for it.
For sure.
Just have him holding a bass guitar the entire time. Heavy metal Frankenstein. It works for me. It works for you. It's all good.
Right. When do we start filming?
Yeah. Good Halloween idea anyway. Do when's Jane in the Jungle's Halloween music come out?
Halloween usually.
Excellent.
January, actually. Thank you for asking.
Halloween is year round with these guys.
Some people do treat Halloween year round. It's definitely a lifestyle.
I go every other month between Christmas and Halloween. So I have January, March, you know, keep going all the way. Every other's Halloween, every other's Christmas.
I have a question for Big B, and it's my only not serious question because I'm like astounded that he's actually here. So
only questions for Big B tonight. I'm putting my foot down now.
I agree with that.
Yeah, so Big B, how does it feel to bring the thunder?
I don't know, it's just what I do. So it feels cool.
Another day in the office.
Yeah, you're that guy in the band that makes everybody's undercarriage tingles, what we like to call it around here.
I don't think that's a thing we say around here.
I
want to
go
ever.
On record as saying that I have never called it that.
I have it before, but I might start.
This is your opportunity to be fluttered by his thunder.
I'm just saying, you hear a good brown note, you don't feel the same afterward, you know?
Yeah,
that's true. Well,
a lot more of relief and just a few pounds lighter, hopefully.
It depends on the day. Good day or bad day.
Huh. What do you guys drink? What's your beverage of choice?
Maybe you should start. He's actually quite fancy.
I'm a big whiskey guy. Scotch in particular is my jam.
Funny, we were just talking about that.
Yeah.
I like water, and as you'll notice, I only drink out of bottles that have late 90s, early 2000s silver chains. You'll notice that I also have frosted tips. I'm really living in that kind of 1998 to 2004 sort of world.
Well, it's coming back around, so.
Still got my my Motorola Razr phone, too.
Wow. Oh my gosh. That's diehard.
Jordan, what do you do to, like, you have a nice edge. I don't really know, like, proper terms to, like, describe it, but do you have any, like, tricks or anything for your voice, or is it just like just pure talent?
Well, I took classical voice lessons starting in elementary school, and so I learned like the fundamentals of like how to sing, like where you should be singing from. So I guess that alone is really, really important, just like how the breath works and how to make a note and where it's coming from in your body. But it wasn't until I threw all that away and like stopped trying to be like perfect that I found my voice with just letting that all go. So I would say it's a mixture between like really intensive training and then just letting that go and then just trying to find my own voice.
I was going to say, because they don't teach you that, like, you have a grit that you can't teach that. That just you just have to have that, like, I know, because I don't have that grit, and I like to sing, but I can't, like, anything with grit, I can't. I'm just too straight for that. I just can't. There's no grit to me.
I know you're not going to like to hear this, but I think you'd be really good at singing country music.
I would. Three Doors Down, I can kill that all day.
Is Three Doors Down country music?
He thinks it is.
He's got a twang to his voice. He's from Mississippi. I'll take it.
They're not country, though.
I don't know. I've dabbled in Rascal Flatts and stuff. That's pretty good.
Rascal Flatts, the classics.
That you was pretty good country. So that's a good one to gauge off of.
I'm stoked. I've always been one of those guys who's like, I like everything except country. But lately, Polar Bear's been sending me country. It's like his mission to just get us to like things that we don't. And it's working.
That's good. No, I mean, if you're willing to dip the toe past just like the top 10 artists that would be actually on like country radio, like I like country western music. So
yeah,
we play both genres here, country and western.
Yeah, I also like render country, which is more like it's kind of like country music from Austin. So it's a little bit like rock and roll based, but it's, you know, it's kind of like twangy rock and roll. So that's kind of my thing. Well, yeah, we've been traveling a lot lately in the band, and I've been making these guys listen to all my country music, and
awesome.
I get starting to rub off on him because he's today. You know, Sam was asking for the damn songs, and Big B sent his in, and I didn't listen to him yet, but I saw the names of the artists. I'm like, this looks like country.
So that ties into my next question for you, Brian. Guitar evolution, like you're playing, how does the different genres, like, because Jane in the Jungle is so vast and everything sounds so different, how do you like determine where you go? And
I honestly have no idea how I come up with the things I come up with, because if you listen to the music, if like you saw the music I listened to and then you listen to my guitar playing, like there's no connection at all. It's like I'm in this group, okay, well I want to hear your explanation of that in a second. Because, well, I'm going to finish my thought, though, which is, because, like, at the gym, I like super heavy shit. So I'm listening to, like, Slipknot, right? It's like, yes. You know, anything like that. And then it's like, if I'm just chilling at home, I'm probably listening, to, like, some country western music or, like, some 90s, like, 90s alt stuff. So, like, Third Eye Blind or Everclear. Or I'm listening to, like, Jordan doesn't like this, but sometimes when I'm cooking and stuff, I like to just listen to, like, R&B or like shit like Lana Del Rey, just like chill.
Yeah.
Kind
of stuff.
Like, I know you like that, but you don't really like the R&B stuff. So So again, like personally, I'm not sure how my guitar playing actually fits into what I listen to, but Big B, what's your take on it? You obviously had a reaction to that.
I think it's if you know you and like the bands you really love, and I've known you for a long time. That's one of the bands you really like. If you listen to like the first Third Eye Blind record or kind of anything from Brand New or Social D, Everclear, like I think if you listen to that like really intently and like hear Jane in the Jungle, I think you can hear parallels in the guitar playing all day long. Okay. Like when he told me his favorite band was Third Eye Blind, I kind of laughed at him and like didn't understand it. And then like once I really like listened to at least that first record, like I understood his guitar playing like way more and why he writes the way he does.
Third Eye Blind is good.
Yeah. And that first record is like my favorite record of all time, like front to back. You don't have to skip any track. Yeah.
You can hear your influences a lot.
Okay. Well, what about my lead playing though? That's where I think
you get really your influence weird. From Slash.
No, yeah. See, but you have your bag of tricks, and you get that from a few select guitar players. Yeah, for sure.
So on that front, Brian's got the Third Eye Blind and the Slash and all the other stuff that is. How do you guys adapt around that? Because I'm sure you guys have your own things you guys bounce off of, and how do you guys meld that all together?
Well, I mean, I don't know. Like, then I guess so. I think Big B's bass playing is very like clearly influenced by his top bands then too, because like he likes Black Rebel Motorcycle Club was like one of his favorite bands, like Queens of the Stone Age. Like I hear that a lot in the stuff that he does.
Alice in Chains.
You know, that kind of stuff. So
Nirvana.
Yeah, Nirvana obviously is one of his favorites as well. So or like, you know, you go like, I'm looking around the room here and it's like those Ramones posters. It's like stuff like that too, you know, just like straight up like old school punk rock.
So what I'm not hearing is Skrillex, and I'm willing to let it slide, but
actually, you know, I do like Sonny Moore's band, From First to Last.
Yeah,
we dug that in high school. You know, Skrillex is fine. Like, I'll acknowledge that he's probably a pioneer in that space, in that kind of like, what do you even call that? Dubstep space, because he was one of the first artists I remember hearing doing that shit.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think that he has some musical genius in that. It's not really my cup of tea necessarily, but like he did something for a genre that was kind of just like, I don't know, kind of died in the 90s with like Euro trash house music and stuff. So, I mean, and maybe I'm wrong. Obviously, the rave subculture's always been alive in the underground, but I think really Skrillex did bring it to the mainstream. So there you go.
Yeah. Well, I think more than that, he kind of inspired like kids, like us younger millennials, like the baby millennials, the elderly zoomers. Like you can start making music in your bedroom, which may be a bad thing in some regards, but certainly it's inspired some pretty cool people. The show's called Bear Attack. Every once in a while, we have to attack something. What's like the worst music you've ever heard?
Oh, this would be good.
If it's one of your friends, you don't have to tell us, but
pretty bad music that people know what I'm talking about, but I can't say anything. But yeah. I guess I just don't. Oh, I just, when it makes my ears hurt, like I would say that's pretty bad.
Everything we listen to on this show.
Oh, really?
None of it makes my ears hurt.
No, we're all fine with it, but to the like a classically trained vocalist or like observer of like regular music that isn't horrifying to listen to, it'd probably be traumatic for people.
That all depends.
Someone that's like tone deaf. Like, not to be mean, but that is hard to listen to. Like,
Axl Rose.
That do that, but there are some singers that it's like their shtick, and I just can't get into it.
There's also a lot of really shitty rappers out there right now. I feel like.
Yes, there are.
The rap genre needs like to refresh itself, because I feel like there's not like any content that's, you know. There's some shit that's catchy and some shit that's fun to bop your head to, but like from a perspective of like what's the value of the content or like what's the message, it's like there's just really no substance right now. And I not to say every person has to be writing earth shattering shit, but it's
no.
Like if someone was,
Oh, I love rap, and I think it's just in a dark age right now. Hard rock too. I kind of feel like I'm just not feeling it.
Yeah, these days. It's stale, man. Like,
there's a lot of cheesy shit out there in hard rock. Actually, we were listening to Octane the other day.
Yeah, it's
like half the songs, I'm like, Jordan, like, this is super cheesy, and she's like, yeah, like every song on here is super cheesy.
And I'm like, so our music would fit right in.
No,
no, you guys are no. You're not asking Alexandria. Like, if I hear, have to hear them one more time, I think I'm gonna put a bullet in my head. But
so is Ocean Creatures like a legit EP, or did Spotify just put all your singles together? This shows how much I know about
EP. But we did release the majority of the EP as singles.
The first song from the EP, the first single, was released April 11th. Of 2020,
April
10th of 2020.
Yeah,
so yeah, actually, we'll be this weekend will be the 2 years since that this cycle got started. So,
yeah, I've been jamming Lucky Seven, like it's been in my constant rotation ever since that came out. So, yeah, for our listeners, if you guys want to hear some rock that's not horrible, Jane in the Jungle, this is
thank you.
What a great
job having him on.
Can I get that quote in writing?
Yes.
If you want to listen to some rock that's not horrible, listen to Jane in the Jungle.
I was walking around at work in the middle of the night because I work horrible hours. I'm like Night at the Museum. But
it's true.
Trouble came on, and I just like your voice hit me, and I just fucking burst out in the middle of this big ass arena, nobody around. And I was just singing that song. And I'm like, if only people could hear this right now.
Trouble's a sing along one. That one's fun.
No, we really like doing Trouble, and that was probably actually our most hard rock song. And so we wanted to take the elements of Trouble and Ocean Creatures, that 90s grunge vibe, and that's kind of what we just recorded and like where we're headed next. So we're really excited about it.
It's like heavy, but it's kind of like grungy, and some of it's, I don't know, there's a couple of like more upbeat tunes that we did. Three of the five songs that we just recorded are definitely like feel more heavy grungy.
So like Alice in Chains meets like Chili Peppers type of thing?
No, like Alice in Chains meets like
Bush.
Okay.
Jane's Addiction.
Okay.
Smashing Pumpkins.
I mean it's a very 90s kind of tones to it. Yeah. And then there's like one tune that's kind of like, you know, I don't want to say this, but I'm going to say it because I think it conveys the best, is like more in the Paramore kind of vein.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we're down with that.
Like, no, I know, but sometimes like...
Well, I would say more so like Avril Lavigne.
I would say Paramore, for sure. Avril Lavigne is like way...
Are you talking about the same song?
Fight, 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 fight.
I mean, I'm cool with either. If you did a combo of those two things, it's going to be great. I'm just saying.
Yeah. Okay, we'll just put it. We'll put it there.
Well,
yeah.
I guess to me, Paramore is just so pop now.
Well,
they
I'm
are.
Not,
that's true.
It's not
I'm
pop.
Talking Paramore when Paramore was actually themselves, and not just Hayley Williams.
Back when Hayley Williams got grounded for not getting good enough grades.
Yes.
She's driven by true teen angst.
Speaking of front women, Jordan, I got a question for you. I wanted to talk about the image a little bit. I know the Bryans over there have their like shtick and whatever, but you go
looking
all out with
badass
like,
all the time.
Yeah, exactly. you go full out on the makeup and the costumes and stuff. How do you go about all that?
I just have to go with the flow. I never really know until like it's done, you know, the look. But it's kind of always been like morphed as it goes. But I just like to have fun, and it's all about the performance and the show, and people come to see a show. And it helps me get into character. And like I said, it helps me have more fun. And I think it's more fun to watch someone have a cool outfit that's different.
Yeah. I would agree with that as you know, a person in the band of observing Jordan's choices on that stuff is, I don't know, it gives a certain, like you're saying, like people do come to be entertained. And it's like, you have to remember that. Like that's, when you're playing a live show, that's your number one goal, right? Is it's like to make people have a good time, because if they have a good time, we'll come back.
Yeah, and that's
so,
what it's all about.
So plus also like you know, in this world that's driven so much by social media, it's like, it's just opportunities for good content too. It's like, if Jordan, you know, like, no offense to us, but like, we kind of look the same every show, like about 90% the same every time. So like, from a photography standpoint, of like a video standpoint, it gives some sort of focal point that's like maybe a little more interesting, that can keep it fresh. Plus, gosh, there's just so much like fashion influence stuff out there too, where it's like, who knows what, if Jordan could be influencing somebody else's because of something cool that she did. So I don't know. I think there's a lot to that. That's more than just having fun with it for her, because that's all she needs to do. But I think there's a lot of other things that kind of get attached to that, which I think are cool.
Sure.
Plus, totally. When you're as cool as just like I agree with you. Like, I also have a man crush on Big B. And when you're just as cool as Big B, you don't really need to like do anything other than just kind of just show up and be majestic and stand there.
True.
And so it's like, there's no reason. It's like, if he was wearing, you know, glitter or whatever, it's like, he would kind of take away from his mystique.
That could be true. I also think, though, if you guys ever just want to like really switch it up, if you switch Big B and Jordan's outfits, that might cause.
Maybe we should do a music video where all the guys have like these ridiculous like costumes like you are on, and you're just wearing like a band t-shirt.
Well, I'm sure.
I was going to say, you should just have one show where Big B rides up on like a motorcycle or something, and then just like, I think that'd be hilarious.
Just fire.
Yeah, we could maybe make that happen.
Yeah. So he's going to ride up on a hog, and I'm going to ride up on a horse.
Yes.
I have a guy
following on the socials lately. I've been, my look has been kind of rocking the cowboy hat thing going on. That just started for South by. And the guys liked it so much that I was like,
I wouldn't say it's a cowboy hat.
Oh yeah, it's just like, have you guys seen
Western?
It's a Western headwear.
Western headwear.
I haven't even noticed that, but I'm looking it up now, because I just
for the urban cowboy.
You know,
yeah,
on the page from South by.
Speaking of, you guys have done a couple cool things recently. And I want to hit on them real quick. You guys were just at the Grammys. You guys do that like every year, but how was it this time around?
It was really fun, actually. It was in Vegas. Want to talk about that?
Yeah, I had a great time going to it in Vegas. It was really neat. It was in the MGM Arena, so it's a little smaller venue, so it was a little more intimate and better sight lines and stuff. So I thought that was cool. There were some really amazing acts. Probably my number one favorite this time around was Brandi Carlile. I think she's incredible. She's just got such a unique voice. But you know, Billie Eilish put on a really cool show. Set for Olivia Rodrigo's thing, that was awesome. They did a great job with that. You know, there's some other really good performances too. You know, I think people that stuck around to the end, the last band that played, this it's called Brothers Osborne, kind of like a newer band, like they were cool and put on a fun show at the end. So, I mean, it's just always a good time. We got to go to the Premier Awards as well, which happened during the day. That's when actually a majority of the awards are given out. So we saw the Foo Fighters won all three of their categories. They obviously were not there. Overall, awesome experience. And it was just a fun time. So we were glad to be able to be there.
Very cool.
Yeah, that was great.
Yeah, and then the other thing you guys did, you did South by Southwest, and you opened up for one of my heroes. Talk about opening up for Sammy Hagar and all those peoples.
It was great. There was a lot of tequila.
Yeah.
Yeah, Wabo out there.
Yeah.
You like the mezcal.
The mezcal was great. The mezcal.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that shit will put you on your ass real quick, though.
Is that all you can remember?
That's all I remember.
Yeah, too much of a mustache.
It was a fun weekend. It was a fun show. He was great. All the bands were amazing, and we had a lot of fun playing for sure.
Nice.
Yeah, it was probably our biggest show to date. So nice. It was just the coolest venue ever. You get the Austin City skyline in the back, and it backs up to Lady Bird Lake, and it's just really pretty, and it was just a really fun time, and it was a free event, so you had just a bunch of people there and sitting on the grass, like enjoying food and beverages and just having a good time.
Yeah, and you actually got to like hang out with Sammy. Like, I was looking at your Instagram, you had pictures with the guy.
I didn't know he was going to be coming up, but I was saying hello to Elodie, which is in the Dunes that played with us. And he just comes walking up, and I'm like, oh, wow, all right, there we go. So I said hello to him, and we took a photo, and he was very sweet.
He seems like, just from like what I've seen, he seems like this chill guy who's just there to have a good time. Like, there's no ego to him, and like,
he definitely likes to carry around his booze. That's
oh sure. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I got like 5 of his bottles up there.
Oh, nice. Yeah, yeah. Like, there's all these people like in the audience that had the Cabo Wabo bottles. We were shocked they could get in as they just hid it in their purse or something.
Yeah.
I mean, never underestimate the prison pocket.
They're not the right shape for a prison pocket. They're kind of shaped like this. And that's probably about the accurate size, wouldn't you say, Sam?
Yeah, the Santo Tequila bottle. Yeah, they're pretty square. Yeah.
Like you said, don't underestimate.
Yeah. I have a buddy whose dad was in prison while we were in high school. And do you remember the original Droid big old square smartphones?
My gosh.
There was a guy with one of those in the joint. There's only one way to get them in.
They're so square. I do remember.
Very sharp.
My dad had like one of the like Droid smartphones where it like flipped up and it had a keyboard under it.
You mentioned that's probably your biggest show to date. Going into that, like, there's a whole production, I'm sure. Like, did you guys have your own equipment, or did you have to use somebody else's? And how do you set up your sound and all that? Not like, that's a whole big thing, I'm sure.
Funny that you ask that, because when you play at South by Southwest and you're an out of town band, usually almost every gig has backline, right? So they have drums and amps and stuff for you. Just bring your guitars and pedals and go. So we had like an R Rider. It told us what equipment was going to be furnished for us. We're like, that's fine. You know, we will use that. So we get there the day of the show, a few hours before our set, and there's no backline there. And there was a drum kit.
There was a miscommunication.
Yes. Yeah, so we did manage to get...
We managed to get amps in our backline like 30 minutes pretty much before we went on.
Yeah.
Oh, must have been nerve-wracking.
Stress.
Wow. So how do you deal with like that? Like, you don't even get a sound check with it? Like, it's a foreign amp. Like,
we got a super quick sound check. We popped them on like pretty fast, and then it worked out. But the whole time, and just, he remained calm.
Yeah.
You know, I'm like, is this really happening? And we're kind of already in shock as it is, because you're playing like the biggest show that you've ever played in your life.
Yeah. Jeez.
And so it's just like, you're in this like kind of weird, like, all right, this is happening, and we'll see if we can play.
How did the crowd respond? Like, how was the crowd response?
Really good.
Really great. We had tons of people coming up that really enjoyed it, and tons of people that were taking videos that shared it on their Instagram that we re-shared again, and the security guards loved it, and that was really sweet. And
that's a big deal.
Yeah, trust me, I know.
Because if the security guards are into it, you know you're putting on a hell of a show.
Yeah, because we're trained not to get involved.
Yeah, they're not supposed to watch.
Right. Now, I just watched, I just saw a video of a security guard at Dance, Gavin Dance. Like, looking at all the people singing along and then looking at the guys on stage and just going, what the fuck is this?
One question, and then we always end the show with what you're loving. The question is, how do you guys feel about Bigfoot? And then you guys can talk about what you guys are loving right now.
Oh, yeah.
You
Bigfoot,
man. How do I feel about Bigfoot? Is that the question?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Romantically, platonically.
Man. I love Bigfoot.
Yes.
And I know
why. Is that him in the corner?
Yeah, that's right.
Yes. The reason he loves Bigfoot is because it's nice for him to have some family around.
Exactly. I'm a huge believer in Bigfoot, actually, and I love all the conspiracy stuff about it. I just watched the episode of Unexplained with William Shatner about Bigfoot. Like, I'm super into it. Yeah, I'm a believer.
So I too am a believer, but I have a little different perspective on him. I actually think he's been hiding out in Cuba with Elvis and Tupac for a while. So,
oh, obviously,
they're going to drop one of the hottest new mixtapes this year, though, is what I heard. Is that Tupac, Elvis, and Bigfoot?
What does Bigfoot do? What do you play?
He sings mostly.
Okay.
He actually sings in an operatic style. What is he's a soprano, I believe.
That makes two of us, but go on.
Yeah, I mean, I would be scared if I came close to a Bigfoot. Like, seriously. But I believe that they're out there, and if I'm in the woods or whatever, like, I just hope they stay away.
Jordan just told me the other day that she does not really like camping, and now I understand why.
Yeah, oh my gosh. I'm a little afraid of Bigfoot, if I'm being real.
Yeah, I think he could be pretty scary.
Do you have a man crush on Bigfoot also?
Now
that we've determined your type of man.
I'm going to be honest. I don't know what Bigfoot's tattoos look like because his arms are kind of hairy. I don't think so. But
oh my gosh, can you imagine the prep to give Bigfoot a tattoo?
Oh my god.
Yeah. I don't know.
But what you're saying is you're open to it.
I'm open to it for sure. I mean, yeah, if I saw him play bass sometime, it could go that way for sure.
Oh god. I told you it was gonna be weird, Big B. I really did.
I wish we would have asked Big B about that sooner. We could have just made that
probably should have led with that question.
I know.
We will do that from now on.
Yeah. New note starting now.
Well, usually I ask people about Bigfoot and aliens pretty early, but Ocean's had a whole list. I thought he's really excited to ask you guys all those questions.
I'm the professional here, kind of, sort of. Yeah, right. Nobody here's professional except you guys. So,
oh no, you guys did a great job.
Oh, thank
I'm
you.
A professional forklift driver. So take the
heavy machinery scares me as much as Bigfoot scares Jordan. There you go.
But fair. I'm all about it. I love like the conspiracies too.
And Jordan loves machinery as well. She's actually one of the best forklift drivers I've ever seen.
Sweet. Come on down to Tom's Camperland. I need some help.
You're at Tom's Camperland? Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Wow. I thought you were just doing a commercial really quick.
He just doxed himself.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't care. Come find me.
Beef with Polar Bear. He'll be behind a forklift. You can get scared on those things.
So we're going to let you guys go. Real quick, though, what are the three of you loving right now?
No, getting to be home for a couple of weeks and spend some quality time with my cat.
Hell yeah.
What's your cat's name?
Willow.
Ah, I got a dog. Her name is Pepper.
Aww. All right. Well, I'll be sure not to bring Willow over. Willow,
yeah, no, don't she. Do yeah, don't do that. She hates everything she hates everything that moves except for people.
There you go. That's what I'm loving right now. What about you guys?
Oh, I'm loving soup.
Never go wrong with good soup.
Brian's been making homemade soup, like bone broth soup.
Oh my god, dude, we're missing out over here.
We've been on a bone broth diet, and it's great.
Yeah. Awesome. There's something about a good bone broth soup for sure.
I think I need to get into that habit. You guys look great, and I'm just over here, like, sweating in a room with the AC on. Like, what's wrong with me? I don't know.
You get to have the air conditioning on? That must be nice. Luxury.
Why can't you turn the air conditioning on?
I live in a manufactured house from 1987, and the air conditioner is
loud.
Horrifically loud.
Yeah, and his audio is terrible if his AC is on.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah.
Makes sense. What about you, Big B?
I bought a pellet grill and smoker, so I've been just enjoying being outside and grilling and barbecuing.
Yeah.
I smell a side business coming. I smell a side business.
Maybe one day, yeah.
I would buy that, man. Big B's Barbecue, good Lord. I'd be all over that shit. So
sells quick. Itself.
Hell yeah.
They have this coffee chain in the Midwest called Big B's Coffee, and I've been telling him he needs to open a franchise out here, and he'd kill it.
Dude, coffee is life, bro. I either way, smoked meats or coffee, you got me either way.
Coffee.
You could put coffee in your marinade for the smoked meats.
Oh God, dude. All right, well, that has been Jordan, Brian, and Brian Big B from Jane in the Jungle. Thank you for listening to Bear Attack. We appreciate you guys coming on. Go check them out on the socials. Check out their YouTube. They got all kinds of great music. They're all over the place, so check them out everywhere. And Polar Bear, you know, thing. Do the thing.
Thanks, everybody, for listening to our podcast. We'll see you later. Thanks, Jane in the Jungle, for being on with us. And we love you guys. Bye. Bear Attack!